Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The hour on Thursday, September the 16th. Downloading, are you? The DJV program, good for you. That's a healthy step in the right direction of emotional balance. That's where we are here. The kings of emotional balance. The presence of Jennifer Horn will be felt in this hour. Victoria's on vacation. Jay has things to deal with. So here we are dealing with lots of information. You know, the first thing is that jumped out at me this hour was the big ultimate frisbee tournament near Billings, Montana, where we are heard
every day. Why aren't we there? That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's on horseback. How about that? Can you imagine?
So you throw frisbees from horseback.
From horses. Yeah, it's like polo in a manner of speaking. It's ultimate frisbee on horseback. So those of you who are in the Billings area, or who want to go quickly, you can jump on a plane because it doesn't start till this afternoon. There you go. And if that is not the case with you and you want to listen to us talk about what's going on in the COVID department, we can do that too. No elections to report. What is it they say in baseball? No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on. That's the...
Although, you know what's weird?
What?
About our California election. And we had the recall of Gavin Newsom this week, is that all day yesterday, I'm checking right now because I think it's really strange. Remember how I told you only 70% of the vote was in yesterday at this time?
Right, and they some people were turned away from voting and all that stuff.
They didn't update that count all
Who's they?
Day yesterday. The Secretary of State.
The Secretary of State in California? Really?
So it stayed at 70% all day yesterday, and now it's off the front page of the LA Times. I'm curious why they didn't update. Are they not going to count the rest of the votes? Like what is going on here? And did they want it to look like more of a landslide victory than it really was? Because the votes that were not counted were the day of votes. And I think that's pretty weird that they wouldn't update it all day yesterday. What's going on? What do you think?
That's a good question. I'd say that, the California government is corrupt as could be anyway, and most states are that way. Matter of fact, I was just teasing about what's going on in Bozeman. There was a call to the radio station that carries this program later in the day yesterday, called in. She had a very strong accent. She came from the Soviet Union as a child and said that the propaganda that she saw when she was growing up in Russia at the time, the anti-American propaganda during the Khrushchev era, is the same sort of anti-American propaganda coming out of the mainstream news media today. I thought that was kind of interesting, comparing it. I thought she was... When I first saw this, I thought you were going to compare it to what's coming out of China, which may be the same sort of thing. But we don't have a critical infrastructure. There isn't the sort of questioning. We have a lot of people wasting a lot of time on the politics of the good guys versus the bad guys, according to whatever the Bible of the Democratic Party may be or the Bible of the Republican Party. When I grew up, Eisenhower was president. We didn't have that kind of stuff. Sure, there were disagreements, and sure, there were votes that were somewhat along party lines, but not so predictable as they are right now. Predictable, yes. Predictable is the word. It's really the regular people here are there. There's no real good representation as far as I'm concerned. There's an army of lawyers all over the place, you sue people over, remember the store that didn't want to serve gay people and they got sued? Have we got anything better to do? The lawyers and the news media. I'm adding it, although I'm very consistent because I've often said that lawyers are a problem. Lawyers are a problem. They're not the problem, but they are a serious problem. And frankly, the law is a problem. Laws that get passed, some of the laws that have been passed, we've talked about this a lot, either have been passed or they are old and outdated and ridiculous. But there's this hysteria that's going on, and I don't understand. Well, I do understand. I think that there is so much control exercised by so few people, and it is big government, it's big business, right? Big media, news media, not being the only inclusive here. Disney is way too powerful, way too influential, way too important on the screen. And they keep buying up stuff. It's the, you know, it's the same as all these companies buying up land, the agricultural influences, all of that stuff. So I just, and big politics too. How much money do you think these big companies are spending on politicians to get their agendas passed?
Well, we know what happened in California. Netflix, Facebook, all of these people supported Gavin Newsom in large numbers.
Yep. And why? What is he? How does he being governor benefit them really?
Oh, he pays them back in no big contracts. I mean, he got a ton of money from Blue Shield during his last campaign, and then he gave him a no big contract to roll out the COVID.
But how do you do that? How does that? How did that become possible in that state? No bid. That's what bidding is all about. You're supposed to.
Of course.
Competition.
Dianne Feinstein's husband makes the no bid contract on running the train to nowhere throughout the state of California. It is so corrupt. Mm-hmm. The people who are the haves are able to help the other haves, and the rest of us are the have-nots.
Mm. Well, so, you know, there's so many wonderful things about California. It sounds like we're denigrating. I was looking at Montana, big sky country, fabulous state, wonderful. Mm-hmm. What a great state it is to travel across or travel in. I have this every day. I get an email from something called Discovery. And it points out the places in the country, perhaps, that you have never seen that you might want to see. And I was just looking at the overview of the Pacific Coast Highway, which I have traveled. I think I've traveled pretty much all of it from end to end, about 650 miles. It's so beautiful. It brings us so much joy to be able to drive and see. It's freedom. It feels so good. And then you deal with the realities of California and how stupid, if that's the right word, crazy, uncomfortable, I don't know. It just is, it's very frustrating to see us allow things. I mean, another great drive is up and down the Florida A1A, along the coast of our country, East Coast, West Coast, down in the Southern Coast. It's the scenic highways and drives. If you want to have a really fabulous drive. I was thinking about taking the Hana Highway in Hawaii. You must have done that. You go to Hawaii a lot more than I do.
Yep. Yeah. Not for the week, though, because it is beautiful, but it is very curvy.
Yep. But there's a road, a Route 2 in Massachusetts that goes by. There's a river in the western part of the state, and this highway, it gets down to a two-lane highway. It just stays right next to, it's one of those highways where it was predicated by the river. On one side of the river is the highway, the other side is the railroad tracks. You know, and it just, that kind of stuff gives us pause to think. Now, why don't we want to protect all of that? Why don't we want it to kind of always be that way? Go across the Midwest and go spend some time in the farmlands of our country. It's beautiful. It's fabulous. Some of the highways themselves, the rivers and the lakes and things, just something to be thinking about and thankful for. How come we aren't doing as much as we can to think about, to protect it? It's very impressive. It upsets me, as you can tell, because I don't want to see our country, things that we have worked hard for, lived for, we're just kind of frittering it away. And I don't know whether
everything's just become political and
And it's
my team become, versus your team.
Yeah,
and that's
I'm very philosophical. Yesterday I went off on a, I don't know if it was a toot on China and how they I think you've been involved in everything that's bad in our country for decades, and we don't even know it, and we're not curious enough to ask, because, as Jennifer just suggested, in places like California, people don't ask. Why isn't there a question? That's why we have two parties. I hear this more from Democrats than I do Republicans about how, we kind of want to, we got to get rid of those Republicans. They're bad. Well, there are a lot of bad Republicans, but you know what? A lot of bad Democrats, too. And bad politicians, bad in every category. A lot of bad doctors and lawyers and radio hosts. But we tend to follow instead of lead. This country always led. Well, at least certainly in my lifetime. And you go back since probably the Civil War, and certainly the start of the Industrial Revolution, which came out of the Civil War, a lot of the things that were being developed. Remember the story about that submarine that was built for the Civil War? Remember that? I think it was called, the Monarch or something like that? It was just when they were beginning to figure out how to put steel together. The submarine, the frame of the submarine was wood, but it had steel plate on the outside of it. And it was used during the Civil War. So that sort of thing, armaments were the reason for the, isn't that sad? Think about it. War material has brought us so much change, development. It did. It started the Industrial Revolution, which has brought us.
It also helped us lead, though, and we can't lead anymore, right?
No, we don't lead anymore. Not really. We're not leading. Israel leads in the number of people who have been vaccinated. America leads in the amount of corruption there is in politics in big countries. There's corruption everywhere. Go to some of the countries in Egypt. In Africa. And I mentioned Egypt because Egypt was when Mubarak was the president. Wow, what corruption! But it happens all over. Where there's no light of day, where there's no real shine, where there's no, because talk radio has become so polarizing. It used to be that it was the bellwether of stuff with the host. They'd dig into everything, no matter what the politics were. The bad guys would be facing the scrutiny of these people. They don't do it. That doesn't happen anymore. He says food for thought. 18 after the hour.
Everything is so protected.
Yeah. Running your own business requires a lot of running around, from bookkeeping to client meetings. You run it all. By the time you need to hire, you've run out of energy. Luckily, with Indeed Instant Match, you immediately receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description the moment you sponsor a job. According to TalentNest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Hiring can finally run smoothly with Indeed. Learn more. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Alitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, it's clinically proven. We've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. From Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's 23 after the hour now on today's DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Philosophy out the window now. We don't have any more conversation about that. We get into the reality of the good stuff. Well, we all, it's all good stuff conversationally, but on Twitter and Facebook and on Instagram, you can follow us and we follow you. DJV show, it's at DJV show, or facebook.com/DJV show. And the story of a bad dog. Leads off right after this.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. That's funding for small businesses.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
You're going to have to explain this one to me, Jennifer, because even though I kind of know who these people are, well, I certainly know who Queen Latifah is, but this whole thing, this is a weird story about a pit bull.
Yeah.
See, this is the kind of stuff that makes pit bulls seem like they're dogs. There are places in this country where pit bulls are not allowed. And I have
been. And it's really how you raise them. It's not
necessarily. Yeah, of course it is. Yeah,
their violent nature. But Cesar Millan is a guy who has made his living known as the dog whisperer. He says he can talk to dogs. And apparently he was not talking to his pit bull, who allegedly attacked a former star gymnast, Lydia Matisse, leaving her unable to compete, according to this new lawsuit that just came out. The athlete claims that the dog mauled Queen Latifah's pooch to death and that he also tried to cover it up. In this lawsuit, Matisse says that the dog named Junior attacked her in 2017 when she was visiting her mom, who worked for Cesar Millan at his building in Southern California. I guess Matisse was then performing at the highest level with USA Gymnastics, and the Junior Olympics program saw the dog roaming the hallway without a leash and was repeatedly bitten on her legs, according to the lawsuit.
Wow.
It also says that Junior had a history of attacking people and dogs, allegedly killing one of Queen Latifah's dogs after she brought it to Milan's Dog Psychology Center, which is up in Santa Clarita, California. Milan then told his staff to lie and tell Queen Latifah that her dog was hit and killed by a car, according to the lawsuit.
Lovely. Why are people so crazy? Here's another one. This guy was arrested after showing up in the middle of the night at Ariana Grande's house up in the hills, the Hollywood Hills. What in the world? Are you that crazy? Are people? And that's really what
a lot
it is.
Of them are. I mean, think about it. When you ask, are you that crazy? Have you ever gone to try to get into a star's house that you like?
No.
No. I mean, you have to be kind of crazy to do that.
They welcome me. They want me to come.
They welcome you in. They put your name on the list.
Absolutely.
But this guy has been identified. His name is Aaron Brown. He's 23 years old, and he's now facing a felony because not only did he show up at her house, but when security approached him, he showed him a knife. This was about 2 a.m. on Friday. So LAPD was called, and he was arrested.
How much of this stuff? I would like to be a cop on the L.A. police force.
they have a lot to do. I know.
This sort of thing. Nobody ever gets stopped for speeding. That was one of the things that I always enjoyed about Los Angeles highways, freeways, mostly because of so much traffic.
Some people do.
Really?
Yeah, that's right. Maybe with traffic. You're right.
Yeah. I guess it just depends. Sometimes I've noticed that a lot of people of color who drive red fast cars get stopped.
Please.
28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles in Munich. The Landjet will be the first Volkswagen Group model to use the advanced new scalable system platform architecture, which combines elements from the mainstream modular electric drive matrix and performance-focused premium EV platforms. It will be one of the first cars to utilize the Volkswagen Group's unified cell battery technology, enabling it to offer a range of about 373 miles. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
The pitch is moving up a day.
Antonio's Animation Studio needs a 3D designer today.
What are we going to do?
Someone who's as artistic as they are organized.
How are we going to get all this done? What about the production schedule?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
A new season is the perfect time to change up your look. And luckily, 21 Days of Beauty is happening now at Ulta Beauty. Snag daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves from brands like IT Cosmetics and Benefit. And discover new Gotta Have It launches from brands like Jaclyn Cosmetics and Tula. Experience the thrill of finding new faves during beauty's biggest event. But hurry, this event ends September 18th. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration notified governors and mayors on Wednesday the number of Afghan evacuees their state is expected to receive in the coming weeks. The initial group of 37,000 Afghans will soon be headed to states across the country. California is projected to receive the largest number of Afghans at just over 5,200. Next is Texas at nearly 4,500. U.S.-bound flights carrying Afghans will be grounded for about another week after 4 cases of measles were discovered among recent arrivals in the United States. An estimated 2,600 Los Angeles Police Department employees are citing religious objections to get out of the COVID-19 vaccine requirement. In Washington State, thousands of state workers also seek similar exemptions. Colorado's Democrat Governor Jared Polis became the first sitting governor to have a same-sex wedding while holding office. Polis married his partner, Marlon Reese, on Wednesday. The two held their ceremony at the University of Colorado, Boulder. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley reported two phone calls with Chinese People's Liberation Army General Li Zhuangcheng near the end of the Trump administration could be classified as treason. As reported by journalist Bob Woodward, former NYPD officer and Secret Service agent Dan Bongino on Fox News concurs.
The call isn't the controversy. This is the White House doing the look, shiny red object, okay? It's like saying, listen, you know, I have conversations with my wife Paula every day, and then one day we have a conversation about robbing a bank. Mm-hmm. It's not about talking to your wife. Of course Milley talks to generals. It's about the content of the conversation. You think the White House is dumb and they don't know this? We talk to generals all the time. Of course you do. The question is, and the only question, which the White House is successfully, I think, now manipulating the media again on, is what was the content of the call? Now, this is easily rectified. There's a transcript of the call. I think releasing transcripts are a bad idea, I think for a lot of reasons. However, releasing them to a select group of Congress and Senate, members of Congress and the Senate, to look and see what the content of the call was, is an excellent idea, and they need to look for one thing. Forget about all the other stuff, stability, all that, that's all great. Did Milley say that he would issue them a warning, the Chinese Communist Party, if we were to attack? If he did that, it could be an act of treason.
I'm Lance Fry, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour now on the DJV program. Thursday already, Jennifer. Jennifer.
I know.
Horn is here with me. Victoria's on vacation. Actually, she's visiting me today.
That's right.
Driving up the coast. And they're going to spend some time this afternoon on the farm. We go to dinner at the Wayside Inn. Have some lobster. And have a nice time. I'm sure I like her husband a lot. Not the thing. I don't like her, but I like him too.
No, I think that's really, really cool. I think that'll be a lot of fun. And I didn't realize that she was staying in Newport, which I think is really so beautiful.
Place. Yeah, it really is. Also today, we have Dr. Ken Kronhaus with us on the program. Lots of conversation. He does a program with me and Jack Stockwell called DJV Health. And if you have questions about both sides of the fence are discussed, whether it's this kind of medicine or any kind of medicine. Jack's got one philosophy and thought, which has merit, and Ken has another. as far as COVID is concerned, and the route that many or most of us are taking is to get shots. There's an interesting overview here, a couple of things with regard to COVID, Jennifer. By the way, you can hear the DJV Health Show downloaded easily at djvhealthshow.com every week, or you can hear it on many of these same stations, DJV Health. The health of the nation, the health of the world, the folks at Pfizer are saying that their data suggests that COVID vaccine boosters are now needed. Every day this changes, it seems, but those who need a third shot of their vaccine may find that this makes sense. The FDA now involved as well as there's so many. See, that's part of the we have all government overreach. We have the FDA, we have NIH, National Institute of Health. Yeah. We've got the CDC, and they're all tripping over each other, and they don't agree with each other. You wonder if they even talk to each other sometimes. But the FDA says if you're over 16, you ought to get another dose, basically. So what I want to know is why it is they're turning people away. Last week there was one set of guidance, and this is what drives me nuts. And this is what
drives us all nuts
to the fact that we have bad government because we have too much government. All these agencies, and they all come up with something different. Last week, I went to get the third shot, and there's all kinds of stuff these people said, and it wasn't, you know, you're not going to, the booster is just more of the same. What is also coming down the pike is the flu vaccine of the year will fight Delta and Lambda and whatever else may be floating around. But right now, because Pfizer isn't as strong, apparently, as Moderna, Jennifer, the analysis, when they look at some of the breakthrough cases, suggests that there were more common problems among people who had received their second dose than had earlier been thought. The virus, they said, quote, escapes the responses. They're not talking about Delta. They're just talking about whatever happened, whatever was around the week before or the month before.
Why, though, when we talk, and I know sometimes you ask me as, like, the spokesperson, like, why do people feel so frustrated with this? This is why, because
I understand.
It changes week to week to week to week. And
it's something we haven't dealt with. Their excuses.
And I understand. I think there's some grace to be given with the fact that this is relatively new. But the things are changing, like, so dramatically. Like, at first, don't wear a mask. Dr. Fauci saying, don't wear a mask. The mask won't help. Well, now wear the mask. The mask absolutely will save your life. If you don't wear masks yourself, it's too much back and forth all the time. And then if someone dares ask a question, they're called an anti-vaxxer or they're called whatever name in the book is going to be thrown at them. I mean, it's so crazy.
Yeah, it really is. Anyway, an additional shot, if you've had Pfizer, and whether they're going to make you wait, I think they changed the guidance yesterday from 8 months to 6 months. So I went in to get a shot on Saturday to give me all kinds of starch if I'd have waited 2 days. And that's how silly it is. And that's what Jennifer's talking about. Talk to each other. Anyway, the good thing about this is the vaccine's still extremely effective in preventing severe illness and death from COVID. And there is a huge gap between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. This whole business about companies and whether they can and will require you to get the vaccine. I guess if I look around here at some of these institutions, Jennifer, they're giving employees a chance to opt out of getting the vaccine if they have a set of medical circumstances.
A lot of people are finding Jesus in the medical profession and
in
the police force because they're looking for an exemption. Where I live in California, if you work for the government, the state in California, you have to have a vaccine, which means that all those people who gave their lives to trying to fight this pandemic over the last year and a half are now being thanked by saying, oh, and you're not going to have a job anymore unless you get the vaccine. And some of them don't want it. A lot of nurses, a lot of police officers, a lot of firefighters don't want the vaccine, and they're healthy people, and maybe, quite frankly, they don't need the vaccine. It's their choice to decide what they want to do, and now they're being threatened with being fired. So a lot of people are trying to look for religious exemptions that will help them avoid that. I think it's going to be interesting to see if Joe Biden's going to be able to get away with this mandate of any business with more than 100 employees.
Does that go to the Supreme Court?
Well, I think it will at some point because they're going to use OSHA to do it. This is not something that the government can do, and he knows that. So he's using this loophole that he found in OSHA to go through and make this a safety hazard if all of your employees are not vaccinated. And I'm curious to know how corporations are going to deal with that. Even 100 people, businesses deep, that's not that many people.
I'm looking at something from Dr. David Dowdy, interesting name, who's from Johns Hopkins. He says that a large and growing data bank on the three vaccines, all three of them, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, shows there's no immediate health issue or side effect for most people who have pre-existing medical conditions. Most people. Okay, so there are going to be exceptions, and there will be exemptions. If you have a certain whatever it is, you'll be able to tell the doctors or somehow if you're working and the the boss says, you got to get a shot, and somebody says, I don't know. There's been a lot of conversation about pregnant women. That's where a lot of resistance is coming from. I know my son's wife is pregnant, and she had a shot, and the baby's fine. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, because there wasn't a lot of guidance for pregnant women. It didn't come down until about a month or so ago, maybe a month or two ago, where they said, yeah, we're not seeing much and that it's safer for pregnant women to get the vaccine. But that took a while. And so I can understand when you're a pregnant woman, especially when you're a first timer, you're going to be really concerned about what you're doing and what your body can handle. So
this Dr. Dowdy says less than 1 in 1 million people experience any kind of rash or any kind of anaphylactic shock.
I appreciate that, but I've heard people in my own life, like I've told you anecdotally, who are having problems, including someone that I know and trust who's a doctor friend of ours who lost his hearing after getting the Pfizer vaccine. Now, I'm not saying that happens the majority of the time. I think there are plenty of people who get the vaccine and nothing happens. But to be forced into something and then still be vulnerable to some of the side effects, I think, is where the government is really going to do itself wrong. Mm-hmm. And it's never been made. Unfortunately, because we politicized this early on, and the people that politicized it first, unfortunately, you have to call it out. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden said they would never take Trump's vaccine. They would never take Trump's vaccine. And then, with all of the misinformation and the cover-ups with the links to the Chinese government, they're just people who are distrusting. If we were more transparent, I think we wouldn't have the issue with people who have who are questioning the vaccine. Just be transparent. Talk about why people should get it. And stop living up to the numbers. Already, most of the people in the country have had at least one shot. And I think the numbers are like getting close to 70%, which is what Biden said he wanted to get all along. So now why are we getting punished?
Punished. All right. So do we talk more
about
COVID?
With shutdowns and, being checked.
So it's your choice. You want to talk more about COVID or you want to talk more about Biden? Pick one or the other.
Gosh. Well, we just talked about COVID for 15 minutes. So is something new about Biden? What about Biden? What do we got?
He's going to meet
today with Kristen Sinema, Joe Manchin.
Yeah.
To hear their concerns about the plan to pass that big reconciliation package. You're going to try to put the arm on them. Most people who read it say it's full of pork. Most people who read it who are objective say there's way too much stuff in there. It's too hard on the American taxpayer. There are things that are not necessary, but there are a lot of politically motivated, like the business with the greenhouse gases and all the other stuff that goes with green. I'm for green. I think green is a great color. I think that it's important.
Sign your checks in green.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So anyway, that's some people tease me about that all the time. Green. I don't ever use red ink. Always
every time I take a check from you to the bank, they always have to run it through the machine twice because they're like, this isn't showing up. And then I'm like, oh, it's green ink.
Well, it becomes invisible after, if you don't.
And I said, it's good luck. The green is good luck.
That is. Right, exactly. All right, so where's Manchin on all of this? Sinema, I don't know that much about the Kristen Sinema. She's from Arizona. What's her gig? I know her name, but that's about it.
I think she'd be far more progressive if she wasn't representing the state of Arizona. She is a progressive person, but she also knows that her bread is buttered in Arizona, which is a purple state, and so she and Joe Manchin are the only holdouts on this $3.5 trillion spending bill. And so Joe Biden's going to go in there and try to strong-arm them a bit.
He doesn't win that debate.
I know. I hope they do hold out because Joe Manchin says everything that we want to do can be accomplished with $1.5 trillion in spending, which still seems like a lot. But he said everything that needs to be accomplished, it can be done with $1.5 trillion instead of $3.5 trillion. And the real concern here is inflation. We are already seeing it with all the spending that's been done just in the last year with all of this COVID money that's been passed.
You know, and so what there is Biden's doing something that's good with regard to trying to break up have us focus on big business, big industry, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It would be nice because we've been trying to break up big government, the so-called swamp, for a long time. I was interested in looking at some of the strategy here, the big tax package and who's going to get passed what. One of the things that Manchin and Sinema, or mostly Manchin, have objected to is the way farmers are screwed when they die and have to sell the farms because of the huge taxes. How are we going to keep feeding ourselves? We talk about that this week on the other show that I do, The American Family Farmer, which you can hear by going to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. It's on a lot of these same stations over the weekend. And one of the things that we did focus on this week was the president's this whole tax thing and how outrageous it is and how the farmers and ultimately the American people get screwed over because the farms can't be maintained. Farmers don't have any cash. They're land rich and cash poor. So when the old man dies and there's some stupid amount of tax on the land, the kids have to sell the land. Can't keep it in farming. How smart is that? How dumb is that?
And I don't think a lot of people realize this, and it's true for farmers or for any of you who just own anything. But what's in this new bill is that so let's just take a mom and dad. When they pass away, and then they leave it to their kid. As soon as they pass away, the kid has to pay 43% in capital gains taxes on the property that they leave them. As soon as they die at current property value. So you may pay $50,000 for a house. That's maybe what they paid it for it, but now it's worth $900,000, and you have to come up with 43% of that.
The government
and no
one
can
out of control.
Afford that. And that only hurts the middle class because the rich can afford that, and the poor will just let it go. And so the middle class is going to go, wow, what do we do?
One of the reasons that we feel democracy is under attack is that we have a lot of people who are supposedly involved in the system who are basically whittling it down and destroying it or taking it apart. So lots of food for thought. 48 after the hour, this is the DJV program.
Land ho! Hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
A new season is the perfect time to change up your look. And luckily, 21 Days of Beauty is happening now at Ulta Beauty. Snag daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves from brands like IT Cosmetics and Benefit. And discover new Gotta Have It launches from brands like Jaclyn Cosmetics and Tula. Experience the thrill of finding new faves during beauty's biggest events. But hurry, this event ends September 18th. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
It is Tech Talk time on the TJV program, 53 after the hour. Because Victoria and Jay are both out, I am going to be the expert here. And rest easy, I did not prepare this information. I'm just relaying the information to you. For example, Apple officially confirming its highly anticipated phone 13. We were talking about this yesterday. As also Samsung Display as part of this, following through on its promise to ramp up production. The company has begun mass producing laptop-sized OLED. So, Phil, what's an OLED panel?
Here
in multiple.
I don't know what the O stands for. I know what the LED is.
I do. Okay.
Light emitting diode.
It must be. Yeah. All right. So then it must be that the screens are sharper. That's what I'll put aside for Victoria. The demand
It's organic light emitting diode.
Organic. Okay. What's the difference between organic and not organic? I guess would be the question. All right, so we're not going to get as much out of this as we would like to because there's too much stuff in here that I can't translate. Anyway, when is the show? Is I think it's next week, isn't it? When they have all of these new things that'll be out for a display and you'll be able to look at them and say, oh, I want two of those and three of those. All right, so we put that aside for Victoria when she comes back. Meanwhile, in a moment, DoorDash is involved in a suit with UNork City. We'll find out about that after this.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. I don't think people really understand the threat of those counterfeit products from China and how important it is that they protect themselves. And you're saying, look, come to people like us. You take a chance when you're just buying off the cuff and you don't know who you're purchasing from, right?
Absolutely. You don't know their expertise.
You don't know their reputation, and there's a risk there. No matter what you see online that they're recommended or they got certain checks, you want to know who that person is, and are they reputable? And do they have expertise over time?
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
As a this is really, when it comes to technology, this is the story of the day, for me anyway. SpaceX launching a rocket last night. Four people were in it, none of them professional astronauts. The first ever mission into orbit crewed by tourists. And I think it's kind of cool. If you look at the pictures from the sky last night at Kennedy Space Center, it was really pretty. I mean, it's happened before many times. Rockets going up into the nighttime sky, and they cover all of the Cape with their light. They're pretty fascinating. So for the next 3 days, these passengers floating around in the capsule that circles around the planet every 90 minutes. Wouldn't you love to have that? I think the guy who paid for it, there's somebody who paid for everybody, if I'm not mistaken. There's a rich, very rich billionaire who's up there. I don't know that they've identified the passengers, but very cool. Anyway, this is only the third crew launch from U.S. soil in the past decade, which is pretty tragic in and of itself. Okay, DoorDash filed another lawsuit against New York City, calling a new law requiring delivery companies to share customer data with restaurants shocking and invasive. Yes, I would agree with that. Under the law, approved in July, third-party food delivery services in the city would have to share customers' names, phone numbers, emails, and delivery addresses with a restaurant that fulfills a DoorDash order, unless the customer opts out. This is ridiculous. DoorDash argues that customers entrust DoorDash with sensitive information, and they shouldn't be giving it to the restaurant. They should not. The company added that in-person diners don't typically expect to disclose, you know, that's right, exactly. You go into the restaurant, you don't have to tell them where you live. You give them a credit card and you pay for dinner, that's it. Right? This is extraordinarily invasive. Apparently, a city councilor named Keith Powers introduced a legislation, and for whatever this law was supposed to give needed relief to eateries to have better access to customers. No, sorry, pal, no sale. So that's something good for DoorDash in that case. 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.